This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 25th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. In the brainstorming that went on after 9/11, one of the obvious security measures considered was allowing airline pilots to carry guns. Critics said all kinds of things could go wrong, including an accidental discharge causing a rapid depressurization in flight. Well, nobody's laughing anymore. On Sunday morning, an accidental firearm discharge happened in the cockpit of U.S. Airways Flight 1536 between Denver and Charlotte. There were no injuries and no rapid decompression, but WCNC-TV News reports the plane was taken out of service for inspection after landing at Charlotte. Transportation Security Administration spokeswoman Andrea McCauley says the pilot is trained and certified to carry firearms in the cockpit. TSA and the Federal Air Marshal Service will investigate. The NTSB has published a preliminary report on the crash of a Kemper Aviation Cessna 172 earlier this month. That accident claimed the lives of all four people on board, including Jeff Rosell, a partner in the large Part 141 flight school, and it resulted in the school's closing until further notice. The other three victims were engaged in a survey of migratory birds. The March 13th accident was the third fatal in about 5 months for the school, located at Lantana Airport near West Palm Beach, Florida. And it drew lots of attention from both the media and the legal profession. The NTSB's preliminary report includes witness accounts of the plane making several low passes over cow fields, then suddenly dropping its nose with the tail straight up. The plane came down inverted. Investigators confirmed control continuity and found no other mechanical problems, but did note the combined weight of the occupants was 768 pounds, less than 100 pounds below the plane's maximum useful load of 861.8, and the plane had been topped off at 56 gallons, or about 340 pounds of fuel, before the flight started. Investigators also found evidence Rosell was flying with 14 degrees of flaps. NTSB's probable cause report is expected in about a year. The U.S. Army wants lots of unmanned aerial vehicles to support its ground operations. The U.S. Air Force argues it should administer UAV programs. Critics say the rivalry has produced an environment in which neither service wants to say no to Pentagon demands for UAV deployments, and that the Defense Department must be careful how it exploits that rivalry. Specifically, Defense Secretary Robert Gates recently ordered the Air Force to deploy almost all its Predator UAVs to the Middle East as part of the Iraq troop surge. While machines are not bothered by extended deployments, the crews trained to operate them are. And if thin staffing results in training shortcuts, the excellent initial reputation of the Predator and other UAVs may not hold up over time. Colonel Chris Chambliss, commander of the Air Force's Predator wing, fears we could repeat history and suffer the same consequence as Germany's Luftwaffe in World War II. Training for German pilots was shortened to get more pilots online more quickly. As Chambliss told the Los Angeles Times, quote, "That was the end of their Air Force," unquote. The U.S. Air Force has already extended tours of duty for Predator crews in Nevada, recalled others who had completed their tours, and frozen the assignments of some Predator and Reaper crews, in effect extending them from 3 years long to five. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The Air Force is looking for private investors. A helicopter photo mission ends tragically. And we'll take a life lesson from the late G. David Lowe. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation, and we'll talk about ways in which new air traffic control technology could enable major airports to build runways closer together, increasing capacity. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.